What is going on here, man?
And
what was that?
We're back with Toodat.
That was Air Tim.
Oh, that was Air Tim.
Because I couldn't figure out what was wrong, but I messed up.
Well, yeah, you didn't turn the volumes up.
So, my bad.
All right. Well, we're here. I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
And you're listening
to WJRH
104.9
FM
Lafayette
College Radio
in Easton,
Pennsylvania.
This is Two Dudes
Assorted Tunes.
Yeah.
I'm Owen.
We did this already.
Oh.
I'm still Jake.
Well, I'm Owen. And
are you Owen?
I am.
No way.
I know, it's pretty crazy. And we're here.
We're here for 2.37.
We're a little bit late. We apologize for that.
It's been, everything sucks.
Jake has capstone today.
I did.
And it was exciting.
It was fun.
There was a lot of art.
There was a lot of art.
And
I
art
had a good
fun.
Time looking at everybody's art.
Yeah.
I did not have a good time defending my art because I don't like explaining my art because a bunch of reasons, but that's not important right now. I had a good time looking at everybody else's art.
I had a good time too. And then we got to hang out with Mac Daddy.
We did hang out with Mac Daddy.
It was good. I haven't seen Mac Daddy in like at least a month, probably more. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toodat's back.
Toodat's back.
We had a bonus episode.
We did have a bonus
episode. On Sunday, which Marissa didn't listen to.
She did not.
I'm very bitter.
Yo, turn my headphones up, bro.
I'm just going to turn the headphones up.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, cool. I can actually hear us now.
Good.
Fantastic.
I hate when I hear me, so I'm kind of like not happy about this.
Well, that's what the individual ones are for.
Well, I don't know which one yours is because we're plugging into
No, well, no. Then you just turn yourself down.
Someone else. Okay, so we figured out the headphone bandit.
Yeah, the headphone bandit.
We have
bandit.
A clue.
We do. The saga continues.
So we had our bonus episode on Sunday.
We did.
Which Marissa didn't listen to.
She did not.
And I was bitter about.
Correct.
But we're back on Wednesday.
Correct.
And the headphones were plugged back into the front.
Yep.
Which means that someone either Monday or Tuesday is the one who keeps plugging them in from the back.
Or possibly earlier Wednesday.
I guess, but I don't... I mean...
There are shows during the day.
You know, Charles has a show at 5 and he live streams it. Maybe I can try to watch it and then see if I can see the headphones. And if they're in the front or the back. And if they're in the front, then we know that either Charles or someone before him is the one who puts them into the front.
That's funny. I still have my keys. I can just watch the footage.
I guess that works, too.
I don't want to, though.
I don't want to either. But we've narrowed it down to someone on the front half of the week is the one who keeps moving the headphones from the back to the front.
Yep.
So.
Yes, we did figure that out.
The saga continues.
The saga continues.
Well, that's really three tired. And a half minute opening.
I'm really tired.
And we haven't introduced a song yet.
We did not.
So.
Let's just not talk about it.
But this is your song.
We're going to just not talk about it.
All right.
The song's called Won't Talk About It.
Lego.
Lego.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. Thank you.
And that's the radio station.
Why is that going on?
Because Spotify.
You should turn that off.
But then I don't get radio. We had this conversation.
Just turn
before.
It back on
we've,
later, man.
We've had this conversation before because then I don't get radio station when I want to end a playlist with a radio station.
Okay, so turn
and then
it
you
off.
Say, so just well, then just turn it off and on whenever
exactly.
If you don't. And then I say, but that's difficult because I always forget. You have to go into advanced settings and find the.
Okay, well, think about it this way. You're either going to have a radio station start at the end of every single song for the show or you're going to have it not start once.
And I hear you, but it's just like, I like it.
But not on our show.
No, I don't. But I also
look,
can't.
See, it almost made you listen to the Strokes.
It did almost make me. This
see,
is the album
turn
that you bought
that
on
off,
vinyl.
Man.
This is the album that you bought on vinyl.
I do have this on vinyl.
Yeah.
It's an EP, but yeah. I
how
do
is
have
it?
It on vinyl.
Is it exactly why I don't listen to the Strokes?
I'm not making an argument for their for later Strokes. I'm only making an I've only ever attempted to make an argument for Room on Fire.
Got him.
How about this, man? Maybe I think of Room on Fire the way you think of Is This It?
See, but I'm afraid because if Room this is another thing I realized this week. Not only am I afraid that Room on Fire won't be better than Is This It? But I'm afraid that if Room on Fire is better than Is This It, that means that Is This It can't be a perfect album because there's an album that's better than it.
Oh my God.
And that's that's even worse than Is This It being a crappier album.
As soon as you turn the mics off, I'm going to call you something that I cannot call you on air. You are such a something. Oh my God.
Well.
You're afraid I'm right.
I'm not afraid that you're right.
You're afraid I'm right.
I'm a little bit afraid that if... No, I'm afraid that if you are right, that my opinion is wrong. And that's worse than just having, like, one little thing be wrong. It's that something that I care about a lot is wrong. And that would suck.
You're afraid I'm right.
Only a little bit.
You're an enormous pussycat.
I'm only a little bit afraid that you're right.
You're an enormous pussycat.
I'm mostly afraid that I'm
right. You're a
right.
Huge pussycat.
I have more music.
We do. Let's all right.
We have a good theme. So that song actually right. The it was all a right. It was a song by Beats International off
yes.
Of Fatboy Slim.
The Norman Cook Fatboy Slim collection or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, collection.
I don't know. It's a compilation and that was on it and I like that song.
And it's a good song. It's not beat song. But I had something a little bit different planned.
That was actually one of the songs that I wanted to play on our bonus episode and then totally forgot what it was. So for all of you that listen, so not Marissa. That's the song I was talking, one of the other songs I was talking about that I wanted to play and then totally forgot about.
So anyway, I had a different theme for the episode than that, which is kind of upbeat, and it's more sad.
I was unaware of the theme until you told me about it.
I know, but I really liked, I had like five songs on the playlist already. I was really excited for this one. And I even got the album of the week, well, one of the two,
right,
into the playlist.
I haven't listened to the second one all the way through yet.
I haven't either.
I started it, and then I had to go somewhere, and then I hadn't.
You had to go to our bonus radio show, I remember, because I saw it on your laptop.
I had paused it before that.
Oh, well.
I had to go do something else, and I came back and watched TV or something in the meantime.
Gotcha. Either way.
But yeah.
It was Sunday, whatever it was. But.
Yep.
I have kind of a sadder playlist.
Yeah.
For today.
We're sad. Everything sucks.
Everything is sad, but we still like music. So here's some music that might be a little bit sad, but it's also music that is good.
Yeah.
Here's The Weeknd with House of Balloons.
Two puffs for the lady who be down for that. Whatever. together. Bring your own stash of the greatest. Trade it, roll it up, burn it up, cough it up, taste it. Then watch us chase it. With a handful of pills, no chases. Jaw clenching on some supersized papers. She bad in a headband. Escaping, the van is a wonderland. And it's 6:30. Read skies, cause time don't exist. And when the stars shine, back to the crib. Superstar lines back at the crib. Or we could test out the tables. We got some brand new tables. All glass and it's 4 feet wide. But it's a must to get us 10 feet high. She give me sex in a handbag. I get her wetter than a wet net. And no closed doors. So I listen to her moans echo. I heard he do drugs now. You heard wrong, I've been on it for a minute. We just never act a fool. That's just how we f***ing live it. And when we act a fool, it's probably cause we mixed it. Yeah, I'm always on that okie dokie. Them white boys know the deal, ain't no f***ing phony. Big O know the deal, he the one who show me. Watch me light his f***ing beat like he f***ing told me. Is that your girl? What's a f***ing story? She kinda bad, but she riding like a f***ing pony. Lock her down on her man, be her f***ing story. Yeah, I'm talking about you, man, get to know me. Ain't no offense, though, I promise you. If you a real man, dude, you gon' say the truth. But I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. And we can turn this to a nightmare, Elm Street. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. The 707 now. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La la la, la 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now.
And the radio is off, so no interruptions.
Okay.
Marissa was trying to get me to defend her position about why she didn't listen to the show on Sunday, and I was just like, no. So that's that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you should have listened, period. You were awake.
Everybody should. I'm disappointed at everybody.
I'm disappointed.
Everybody should listen to our show.
I agree. I mean, there's no reason not to. You can listen to it locally if you're driving around, or you can listen to it online if you're anywhere in the world.
Exactly.
So every single person has correct. No excuse.
Right.
Even the ones who are asleep right now.
Yep.
No excuse.
Losers.
Because it's too dat.
It's too dat.
On WJRH.
104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Owen.
I'm still Jake.
And this is too dat.
Still too dat.
Still too dat.
We still here.
Yeah.
We out here. We playing tunes.
We're having a good time.
It is a good time.
Even though it's sad.
Well, it is sad. But
I have more sad songs.
Listening to sad music while you're sad is actually like super therapeutic.
It makes me feel...
I have no idea why.
In the most ironic way, it makes me feel happy.
Yeah.
Like, not like I feel uplifted, but like I feel contented.
There's someone else out there that's feeling the same way.
And for you, this is the next song.
What is the next song? I forget.
It is called High Times for Low Lives.
Oh, boy. That's me.
By the Griswolds.
Yo, that's me, though.
I saw this band in concert.
Yeah.
And they played this song.
Cool.
And here it is now.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Doesn't mean your life means anything. You're a problematic child. this is high times for low lives. You bet we can see. Yo, this is high times for low lives. It must be hard to just be yourself, 'cause life's writing checks that you just can't digest. And welcome to my living hell. Yeah, welcome to my living hell. Must be hard to make friends, 'cause life's breaking legs and you can't make amends. And welcome to my living hell. Yeah, welcome to my living hell. I'm at war with the ceiling, at war with myself, and I guess this must be bad for my health. Yeah, I guess this must be bad for my health. And welcome to my living hell. You're a troublemaker, man. Nothing in your life means anything. You're a problematic child. You're problematic. Oh, this is hard times for low lives. You bet we can see. Oh, this is hard times for low lives. Oh, this is hard. This is hard times for low life. It's hard times.
Hard times for low life.
I messed up. I forgot to clear the queue.
That's all right.
We got caught up in a conversation, I forgot to clear the queue. But it's okay, because now you have a little sneak peek of why you should keep listening, because this next song is going to be good.
It will be.
It's a good album.
Honestly, dude, this is probably their best album.
You think so? I listened to this album for the first time in a long, in half a year this week, and I really enjoyed it.
I've been actually meaning to go back to it recently.
Yeah.
So maybe that's maybe this is the kick in the pants. The kick in the butt that you need,
yeah. So.
Yeah, man. Anyway, so like we said, we've been doing sad songs today.
Sad songs today. And I think that was, I saw that band in concert, and they framed the song a little differently than what I thought. Like, when I heard the song for the first time, it was kind of like, oh, like, even if you've done crappy things, even if you're down on your luck, like, all this stuff, like, there's still an opportunity for you to, like, kind of step up and, like, make something of yourself. I don't know. Maybe that's foolish, but that's what I got the first time I heard this song.
Okay.
And when we went to see them in concert, they were kind of, like, the term low life wasn't, like, oh, an endearing, like, uplifting kind of term. It was like literal lowlifes, and they referred to Donald Trump specifically when they did it. And I appreciated what they were saying in terms of like FDT. If you don't know what that means, who is that? That's
YG.
Yeah, YG has that song. You can go listen to that. We can't play it on the radio.
Oh, hell no.
But it went from that kind of uplifting message to that sort of thing. And while I appreciated what they were saying, it kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the feeling that I got from the song when I just listened to it, like, on my own perspective.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's interesting how much describing something or, like, putting context to something can change the meaning.
Yeah. Okay, so This is something that I've been thinking about in my capstone, my art capstone.
That's why I prompted it.
Fine, you got me.
I win.
As far as in my opinion, I feel like meaning comes from the person receiving the content, not from the person creating the content. You can make whatever you want and think it means whatever you think it means, but that doesn't matter if somebody else thinks, if it means something else to somebody, like to someone who's looking at it or hearing it, you know?
Not intent.
Exactly. Impact, not intent. That song is about people turning stuff around. For you.
For me. Well, it was. Now it's not, but it was.
But
I want it to still be, and part of me it still is, but there's part of me that knows that wasn't why they wrote the song, and I feel some type of way about it.
It doesn't matter.
I agree. Most of me agrees.
Okay.
I mean, all of me agrees with that sentiment. Most of me agrees when it comes to this song. All
right.
Because theoretical agreement is very different than personal experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
no. Which is something that is really hard for a lot of people to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also interesting. Look at this. Toodad's becoming introspective tonight.
That's weird, dude.
Toodad's decided that we're going to be a little serious tonight.
Oh, God. We got to turn that around.
I think by the end of the show, we will.
I hope so.
But this song probably won't help. Because while it's a fun song to listen to and I love the bass line, it's also kind of a sad song.
Yeah. Well, that's the theme, man.
That's the theme. So
here's can I do it?
Yeah, do it.
This is She's Long Gone by the Black Keys.
Yeah, now she's long gone like Moses.
And speaking of good album covers, that is another good album cover that I forgot to turn off the
You gotta get back on this on your game here, man.
We went to go get a drink of water.
We did.
And that distracted me.
Yeah.
As things do.
Well, we are easily distractible, so.
But this is a good album cover. The Brothers cover is a good album cover, but for a very different reason.
I love the cover
of Brothers. It's so simple, but it works so well, especially for what the album is.
Have you seen the rest of the packaging for it, too?
Because they have the back, yeah.
The sleeve, the poster that came with it, the record labels, like all.
I don't know if I saw the poster, but I saw the sleeve.
Well, after the show, I'll show you. I have it on vinyl.
Okay.
But like the whole package is labeled in the same way. Like on the back cover, it's like these are the tracks on this album. And then there's a poster that comes with the vinyl record copy of it.
And it says this is the poster for the album Brothers by the band Black Keys.
Well, kind of. It's a photograph of them like playing in a basement or something, like somewhere, like practicing or jamming or something. And it says up at the top, it says it has Brothers in the big text. And then in a slightly smaller text underneath it, it says this is a Black Keys poster.
Fair enough.
And then on the back of the poster, it's like these are the lyrics to all the songs, and then it has the song lyrics. It's a great theme. It's so weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, how did they come up with that concept for the album art? By the way, I just realized this. If you guys are unfamiliar with the cover art for the album Brothers, it's just a black square with the words "This is an album by the Black Keys. The name of this album is Brothers" written on it in like a bold text. And that's the whole front cover. But like, how did they come up with that? That's so interesting.
I agree. I have another thing to say though.
To that.
So I just got a message from Paige that said that she's listening to our show, but she doesn't know how she can tell us that she's listening to our show, even though she already told me that she's listening to our show. Huh. Jake, how can she tell us that she's listening to our show?
Well, she can get on that Snapchat and send us a middle finger. That way we don't know if she likes the show or doesn't like the show, but we do know she's listening and has an opinion.
And we don't care what that opinion is.
Exactly.
So what is your Snapchat?
Well, my Snapchat is the one true Jake, but they, Paige and anyone else who's listening and has an opinion should send it to you too. So what's your Snapchat?
My Snapchat is Owen Robinette, no punctuation, OwenRobinette.
Wait, yo, dude, that's your name.
That's my name.
Whoa.
No punctuation. There's no capitals, no periods, no exclamation. I know those exclamation points are attractive, but no exclamation points, please.
No what?
Exclamation points.
Explanation points?
Exclamation points.
Explanation points?
Exclamation points.
Explanation points.
Explabulation points. So, yeah, no punctuation. Send me those Snapchats. Give me those middle fingers. Let me know that you care enough to listen.
Send them to me, too.
But not enough to have an opinion.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you can have an opinion, but not enough to share your opinion.
Yeah, don't tell us.
You don't care enough to want to share your opinion. Like, you shouldn't share your opinion.
Well, they might, but we don't.
Like, you should share your opinion to the United States Congress on your opinions on net neutrality.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Net neutrality is important. And tell your U.S. senator/congressman that you support it.
Yeah, go share your opinion. I feel like this is not even a political issue, right?
I wouldn't think so. This is a person,
like, everybody and versus the FCC.
Look, the only way that you can be listening to Chewed Out right now is because of net neutrality.
Yeah.
If net neutrality didn't exist, WJRH, the station you're listening to, WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania, would have to pay a lot of money to be competitive enough for us to show up in your search bar to tell you that you should listen to Chewed Out. And of course you should listen to Tudat.
Exactly.
Because it's 11:50. We're halfway through our playlist, and you're still listening to Tudat.
It's 11:50?
It's 11:51.
Wow.
And you're still listening to Tudat.
Yeah.
So that says that you should support net neutrality.
Exactly.
In my book, at least.
Mm-hmm. And we've already been over why you should listen to Tudat.
Yeah.
So
you got it. On that note.
All right. So here.
It's time for PSAs. Unless you have a thing.
I can do it after PSAs.
I mean, your thing could be a PSA. It depends on what your thing is.
Well, my thing was about the next song, so we should do PSAs.
Then yes, we should do PSAs.
All right.
Oh, Alana says hi, Oven and Garber.
Oven and Garber.
I'm going to say hi because I like Alana.
Alana's nice. I'm a fan.
Good.
I'm a fan of Alana. She's just a nice person.
Oh, Paige sent me a middle finger. Hey, she asked, why am I like this? Oh, is that my PSA?
It is now.
That's my PSA.
What is it?
Help Alvin and the Chipmunks keep holiday meals safe.
Oh my god, I am so excited. What the hell is this?
But first, more important PSA, Alana asked for a shout out. So, hello Alana.
Yeah.
That was your shout out before when we said you liked you, but this is a second shout out. We do like Alana,
she's awesome. Because
we still like you. Keep listening to our show.
Here's a PSA. If you don't, well, this is not the appealing part of our show, but we try to make it as good as like, man, you know, bearable as we can.
Alvin and the Chipmunks are trying to keep holiday meals safe. Did you know?
All right.
1 in 6 Americans suffers from foodborne illness each year, and children are among the most susceptible.
Kids eat like everything, though.
Okay, but did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay. Did you know that 4 simple steps can prevent food poisoning?
What are they?
You don't know what they are.
I guess not. You haven't told me yet, man.
They are clean, separate, cook, and chill.
I like chilling.
Well, that's one of the 4 steps.
We're chilling right now.
Did you know that using a food thermometer is the only way to determine if food is cooked to the right temperature?
That's true.
Okay, so yes. Well, if you have more information about how to avoid...
You can otherwise tell if food's cooked the right amount to make it all nice and tasty, but you're not going to know exactly how hot it is.
If you would like other information about how to avoid foodborne illnesses, go to foodsafety.gov. That's FOODSAFETY.gov. G-O-V.
G-O-V.
Not to be confused with the GOP... We're just trying to destroy this country. So, Garber, second PSA. All
right. Here we go.
This is good radio.
Oh, all right. Okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. And then it says new PSAs enclosed. I'm curious when this was postmarked, though, because I highly doubt they're still new. Ah, December 2015. Yep. All right. So, help find forever homes for older teens in foster care. All right, that's important. Let's see what they say. Nope, can't turn that light on for some reason. Well, I guess I'm reading in the dark. All right, did you know? 108,000 children in the United States foster care system are available for adoption and waiting for their forever home.
That seems like a lower number than I would expect.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know more than 41% of children photo listed on the AdoptUSKids website are 15 to 18 years old?
I didn't know that explicitly, but that doesn't surprise me because the children who are least likely to get adopted are teens or above, so like 13 higher. Mm-hmm. Like after you basically pass the age of like 6, the chances of your likelihood of getting adopted exponentially decrease.
Oh, absolutely.
So while I didn't know that statistic, I would expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Adopt teens.
Yeah,
they need people too, especially if you're rich. If you have money and you can afford a teenager, like do it.
Yeah, man.
Be a good person.
Like, who wouldn't want to do that? Like,
if you do that, you can send me a Snapchat at Owen Robinette, no punctuation. You can send me a Snapchat and be like, yo, I did this thing. And I'll give you a shout out.
If you do that thing, you're entitled to tell us your opinion about our show. If you do that, you're entitled to tell us your opinion about the show.
Yeah.
You can actually say whether you like it or not. And I will
report your opinion on air. That's how much I'll care about your opinion because you did the right thing.
Yeah. Anyways, there's one more did you know.
Okay.
This is actually relevant, but just because it, you know, even like how even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Well.
Right? So it is technically the holiday season. Some people are right
less. Again. Shout out my boy Donald Trump.
A broken clock, though.
Okay.
Right? Is correct
twice a day. Twice a day, yes.
Right. So this PSA is correct or it's seasonally appropriate, but not because we have it at the right time. Or, but not because it's new and made for this, but because it's 2 years old.
Okay.
This holiday season is the ideal time to share the critical message that you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent, and same. That older youth in foster care will love you just the same.
Wait, is this a new PSA?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading, it's just the last PSA. It says specifically this holiday season. Not like...
Well, no, I have one more PSA I want to do.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, okay. Of course, here.
No, but continue your thing. No.
Oh, that was the last one.
It's a specific PSA. You know which PSA it is.
God, we don't have
Paige
time.
Paige and Alana are
we
listening.
We do not have time
we
for
have
this.
We have plenty of time.
I don't have time for
we
this.
We have plenty of time. Paige and Alana are listening. This might be the only time they get to hear this PSA. You have to give it to me. You have to.
I have to?
You have to.
Fine.
I love that you had it already specially surprised. All right. He won't hear what you don't play. Public service announcements for 18-year-old men, English and Spanish versions.
Wait, but neither Paige nor Alana are 18-year-old men.
Don't care. Let's hang out with the laws of gravity.
What?
Youth. You've heard of the law of gravity, right?
Yeah.
Like when you trip at the top of the stairs, sound effects, cartoony, thump, thump, bang, pots clanging,
crash.
Youth, you fall to the bottom, or nature's law? Oh, that's a real sound effect. The sound effect, what's a wolf whistle?
Is this just a transcript of a commercial?
Girl says, keep dreaming. Youth, there's another law you can't ignore. Now keep in mind, this is another law as opposed to the law of gravity and nature's law, which I've never heard of, but I assume is a law about nature.
Isn't that when you have to use the bathroom?
I don't think so, no. Because
oh, that's nature's call. Right, okay.
The sound effect was a wolf's whistle.
Huh.
The U.S. law...
Wait, is that just wolves trying to get laid?
I don't care. The U.S. law requiring young men to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. That's the whole sentence. There's no other part of that sentence, even though it's supposed to either come out of something or lead into something. That's it. Failure to comply means you can miss out on a lot, like college loans...
Bruh.
And government jobs. Fortunately,
government
registering
jobs.
Is easy. Just visit sss.gov, that's sss.gov, on your computer or smartphone or any post office.
Any post office?
What post office just gives you ready access to the internet?
What post office
have you ever been to? Like, oh, here's a computer, go hang out on the internet. The answer is none. Do it, and it'll be one less law you have to worry about. Thump, thump, shh, bang, pots clanging. It was more sound effects.
All right.
I got issues. It's time for my issues.
Yo, we're getting so many middle fingers today.
This is Owen's Soapbox with Owen and Robinette coming at you from WDRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in East Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
And Owen Robinette still has no punctuation.
That's Jake, and this is Tudat. So I got an issue with the Selective Service because when I was applying for colleges, I was not 17.
And we're off.
So the rules for the Selective Service are in order to be eligible for college loans or college financial aid, you have to be 18 and register for the Selective Service.
Yeah.
If you're not yet 18, when you turn 17 and a half, you can pre-register for Selective Service. Now, when you pre-register for Selective Service, that counts for financial aid documents. My problem was I skipped grade. So when I was applying for colleges, I was still 16, turning 17. I didn't actually turn 17 until most of my college applications were in.
Yep.
But I tried to apply to Lafayette, ED2, bless their hearts. They turned me down, not because I wouldn't have gotten accepted, but because they couldn't give me a financial aid offer because I wasn't eligible for the Selective Service or I wasn't registered.
That's kind of BS anyway, though.
I agree, because you shouldn't have, like, where you live in a country where you shouldn't have to register for a draft or a selection to be selected for the draft.
Yeah.
Like, but anyway, that's not even the point of why I'm bitter. I'm bitter because I had to go call the college, be like, I'm not eligible to pre-register. Then I had to call the government. Let me tell you, it's very difficult to call the government because there's a lot of different numbers and none of them lead you to the right place.
That makes sense.
So
wait, hold on. What would the right place be? Also, just call another thing to call BS on real quick. Women should be required too if we're going to have this thing in place.
I mean,
just saying.
If we're talking, yeah, I mean, technically, yes, unless like extenuating circumstances applied.
I mean, I feel, but those sort of situations, extenuating circumstances could apply to men too.
Agreed.
Like,
mental health issues.
Why are women not, you know, equipped to serve in the military? That's what the law says.
I mean, there are a lot of men I know who aren't equipped to serve in the military either.
No, I know.
And one of them is talking right now through the microphone. I would die.
Oh, yeah.
If you put me at war, I would die immediately. Like, you wouldn't have to send me to a battlefield and I would be dead.
Yep.
Like, that's how poorly I feel like I would do in the military.
Mm-hmm.
But I could still be drafted.
Yep.
I would be a detriment to our U.S. military.
Yep. Me too.
I'm picturing
this scenario where we're on a mission and someone, and like the captain's just like, whispers to the, like the command or the crew or whatever battalion. I don't even know the terminology.
Paige says we should abolish the draft altogether, and I agree. The draft is stupid.
Let me finish my story, man.
Okay, sorry.
The captain would be like, hey, everybody get down real quick. I see that, like, there's people right up there. Get down. And I would still be standing up being like, what? And then we would all get shot.
Alana says that we'll all die someday. Paige says we should abolish the draft. I agree with both of those statements.
I mean, so, they're both true, so.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Anyways, finish your story. I want to get back to music.
Oh, so basically, I had to do all these special stuff to get selected for financial aid, and it was all a hassle. And basically, abolish the draft, so it's not important. I'm Owen.
I'm
And this is Tudat. Two dudes.
Assorted tunes. All right, so last week, or actually earlier this week, we did on our bonus.
Alana, I did respond to you. Stop sending me salty messages without listening to the episode. I said that all people will die, and I agree with that. Ryan says we should abolish the GOP. I don't think that's entirely fair, because if we didn't have the GOP, who would we fight against? If we didn't have the GOP, we would just have the alt-right, which is arguably worse, because the GOP is at least a diluted version of the alt-right.
I think you're generalizing there.
No.
The leadership, yes. I think you're generalizing a little bit. But that's not important in the context of our show. What is important is that Owen is stupid and doesn't listen to the Strokes.
Right. I do listen to the Strokes.
No, you don't. You listen to Is This It.
And you know what? That's the only album the Strokes ever recorded in the studio.
Anyways, so I felt a little bit bad for making Owen listen to a song he didn't want to listen to last week.
It wasn't terrible.
On Sunday.
But it wasn't Is This It level.
On Sunday, we listened to Whatever Happened off of Room on Fire. And I felt a little bit bad because I kind of muscled Owen into it a little bit, you know, into listening to it, because, like, he should listen to it because it's awesome. But in order to make Owen feel a little bit better, we're going to play a song from Is This It. So,
okay,
Owen,
but first, I just need everyone in the world to know that Ryan wants to single-handedly fight the alt-right. And I just want to officially endorse Ryan in his mission to single-handedly
officially endorse
fight
Ryan.
The alt-right.
Ryan, go punch all the Nazis your heart desires. Let's just Owen, let's just call them Nazis.
Yeah.
Alt-right is a made-up word.
Ryan, go fight Nazis, and go fight Nazis to this song, because it's off of a great album.
It is.
Here's Alone Together
by
The Strokes.
Nobody's ever debated that with you.
Off Is This It.
clear the queue this time?
I did.
Oh boy, wow, you're getting better at this.
I did my best.
Nice.
That was Alone Together by The Strokes off of Is This It, their first and only album they ever recorded.
I'm not even going to respond anymore. I've done all I can do. I've done all I can do. He's just stupid.
Got him.
Like
swag.
You guys all
swag.
If you guys have any suggestions as to how to handle this, like, just let me know, guys.
Kill him. Hey, what's next?
Yeah, okay. So, next we have a song that I don't think you've heard before, right?
No.
All right, so this is by a band called Sheer Mag. And they released a bunch of stuff on SoundCloud a few years ago. Or on Bandcamp, I think. One of those two. Hey, Owen. Hey, Owen. Hey, Owen.
What's up?
Shut up.
Word.
I'm not going to say anything till you stop. You can ruin the show if you want, but it's on you. Anyways, so this band is called Sheer Mag, and they released a bunch of stuff that wasn't on Spotify for a while, and then I believe last year they finally put all of it up on Spotify, and that made me happy. But so that's why they're here now, and they're real good. It's good stuff. Just play the song. You distracted me too much. Yeah, so what'd you think?
I liked it.
Right?
It reminded me a bit of the Le Tigre, which you didn't enjoy.
Okay, well.
I have more Le Tigre songs to play, don't worry.
Look, if you have more Le Tigre songs, I'm more than willing to hear them. I just didn't like that one particular one you played.
Okay.
Stop giving me crap about it, man.
I mean, then listen to some more Le Tigre. All
right. Well, before we do that, we're going to listen to some Green Day.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet? Damn no. It. Sorry, guys.
We still have the album of the week.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yo, what is it? What we got?
So, we were on Thanksgiving break. We did a bonus episode. Yay, bonus episode. Marissa didn't listen to it. Marissa, you're the worst. Boo.
Marissa did not listen to
Everyone,
it.
Everyone, boo Marissa. Boo. Boo. Boo.
You suck.
But because we had Thanksgiving break, we had two albums of the week. One of the albums of the week Marissa was does suck. Kaya 13. Suck? That was Ryan's pick. And then the other album of the week was Holy Diver by mm-hmm. Dio. So, this week we have a song from Holy Diver by Dio.
Yep.
And that song is called, you didn't memorize the playlist? Rude.
I can't read it from here, man.
That's why you're supposed to memorize it. It's fine. Whatever. Song's called Straight Through the Heart. It's by Dio.
It is by
Holy Diver. It's 4 minutes and 36 seconds, and you're going to enjoy it.
I like it.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Like a long, long way to
So that was Ronnie James Dio.
Woo!
Of the band Dio.
Yeah.
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 We got one more song.
We do have one more song.
It's off of one of the best albums of all time.
Now it is time for Green Day.
Yes.
And this is actually the last song on the album, I believe, right?
And it's the last song on our playlist.
And it is also that. So it closes off a good album and a great show. So here's What's Her Name.
Off of American Idiot.
Yeah. On Two Dat.
Two Dudes.
Assorted Tunes. That was What's Her Name.
I really like that song. That actually might be one of my more Extraordinary Girl is my favorite song on the album.
Mine is Letterbomb, which is the second half of Extraordinary Girl on Spotify for some stupid reason. They're two distinct songs.
They're both really good. I like them flowing into each other, but Extraordinary Girl is
But they also flow into each other when you just listen to the album.
I think that Extraordinary Girl is my favorite, and then that What's Her Name is my second favorite, if I'm being completely honest. Right. I love Jesus of Suburbia, and that's probably my third.
I'd go with Letterbomb, and then Holiday as number two.
Holiday is a good one, too.
I can sort of play Letterbomb on guitar, but I can definitely play Holiday. It's pretty fun.
Extraordinary Girl and What's Your Name are the two songs that make me feel the most on that album, so they're the ones that like I enjoy the most.
I gotcha.
Because of that. But it's one of the best albums of all time.
It's really good, man. My buddy from home, a kid named Jordan, is a nice guy, bought it on vinyl, but he got he ordered like a special pressing of it or something. And it was pretty cheap, but it's I forget if it's split down the middle. It's two discs. I forget if they're split down the middle or if it's one of each color, but it's black and red vinyl.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's split down the middle.
Probably.
Like half and half.
There are a lot of albums that are like that, so that makes sense.
Yeah, dude, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so that was our last song that we have planned. But as I'm sure you guys know, except Marissa because she doesn't listen to our show, we always do an extra song at the end that we just kind of randomly pick.
I'm so excited.
So we discussed this a little bit earlier, but we came up with one.
So I found out a thing today.
Yeah.
I don't like Christmas music.
Me neither.
Christmas music is not my thing.
Christmas music sucks, man. It's the same 10 songs every year over and over and over again for 4 months.
Yes. And this is one of those 10 songs. But there's a twist.
Yeah.
And that twist is...
It's DMX.
DMX. I'm very excited. I listened to like 10 seconds of this song and decided this is the only Christmas song I will ever listen to for the rest of time now until a better one comes out.
Well, okay. There are some... When like real artists, and I don't mean Mariah Carey, do Christmas music, it can be okay. For instance, Bruce Springsteen does...
Bruce Springsteen sucks.
Dude, Bruce Springsteen doesn't suck.
I'm not a fan of Bruce Springsteen.
Really? No. How?
I don't know.
He's I love Bruce.
Very talky. I don't like it.
All right. Well, the Ramones have Christmas music.
I'm a huge Ramones fan.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm ruining Garber's life in about 5 minutes.
Just play the DMX. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Here's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Jeez.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall,
what's that?
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
That's only a minute and 30 seconds, but the joy lasts forever.
Merry Christmas from DMX and all of us here at WJRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio.
I'm saying Merry Christmas. It's like not even December
yet. I know, but I found out the song today, and I was worried that I was going to forget about it. And we're going to play it every week until Christmas. Don't worry.
Oh, we are? Oh, I didn't agree to this.
Okay, well, I've decided. It's only a minute.
I don't consent.
It's only a minute, 30 seconds, and it's the best minute and 30 seconds that has happened all month.
All right.
All month being obviously the month of December, which hasn't happened yet, but technically is today because the only acceptable time to play Christmas music is during the month of December before December 25th.
Yeah.
So it's obviously December.
I feel like it's never acceptable to play Christmas music, but that's just because I hate Christmas music because it's stupid.
Agreed. But I finally found a Christmas music, Christmas song that I can appreciate.
Yeah.
And that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by DMX.
Why does that exist?
Because God is good.
All right, man. This has been Two Dat. I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
And that was DMX. And we'll see you next week.
Good night, y'all.